I'm going to call the October 19th meeting of the Inland Wetlands Commission to order. Commissioners Roshko, Abde, Occhialini, Sandra Berardi, Joe Berardi, Rush present. The agenda shows Pledge of Allegiance. We don't do the Pledge of Allegiance. That's a typo. First order of business is approval of the minutes from the August 17th, 2023 meeting.
Make a motion to approve the August 17th, 2023 minutes.
A second.
Anybody had any issues with it?
I have one change, Meredith, that was an assistant planner for the record. Under 23 IWC 10, new business, the last paragraph prior to we owe Guadalupe, we need to add as follows: any proposed activity in the rear westerly portion of the proposed lot will require future wetlands investigation and review and approval by the Mocco Wetlands Enforcement Officer and or Mocco Inland Wetlands and Water Courses Commission. And then my other change is under item B. The last sentence should read, we owe Guadalupe remarked conditions of the zoning permit will include a licensed land surveyor to stake out clearing limits if in close proximity of the wetlands or URA.
Instead of zoning conditions? Mr. Wilson, Rosso, will you amend your motion to include those changes as stated?
I would like to amend my motion to include those as stated.
I'll second that.
Okay. Anything else? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Sandra Berardi, did you?
Yeah. Did you
okay. Carries unanimously. Catch you. All right, no public hearings, no show cause hearings. Any remarks from the public not relating to items on the agenda? Any remarks from public on items not relating to items on the agenda? Any remarks from public not relating to items on the agenda? All right, no old business, since we didn't have a meeting last month. New business, 23-IWC-1338 Rachel Lane, or was it Rich Lane?
Richard
Lane, okay. Unksville, Connecticut, Vincent Slonis and Jackie McGuin for a URA regular activities to construct an above ground pool.
Stacey Radford for the record, zoning and wetlands officer. My staff comments are as follows. This application is for regulated activities within the upland review area to install an 18-foot round above-ground pool. The property is located on 0.36 acres in the R40 zone district with approximately 84 feet of frontage on Richard Lane. The property is currently developed with a single-family residence constructed in 1969 with an intermittent stream that runs horizontally with the rear property line. On August 21st, 2023, the applicant applied for a zoning permit for the installation of said pool and proposed placement appeared to be within the URA. On September 1st, 2023, a site inspection was conducted, a copy of which is attached, and the inspection revealed an intermittent stream, sections of which were dry, while another section had standing water, both of which can be seen in the attached photos. Subsequently, the zoning permit application was denied until a wetlands permit was obtained. Staff's attached a copy of the GIS overview dated August 21st, 2023, with a red circle indicating where the applicant proposes to install said pool. The intermittent stream is also depicted on said document. And Mr. Slonis is here should the commission have any questions for him.
I guess first question, Ms. Slonis, could you grab the microphone? Yeah. The question I have is this is shown, how close is the edge of the pool going to be to the stream? Because it looks like you've got 46 feet, if I'm adding right, to the property line.
The edge of the deck is about 50.
You got it?
Edge of the deck is 50 feet from the stream.
Oh, the edge of the deck is 50 feet from the stream, not the property line.
Well, the property line is like in the stream and out of the stream. So,
60.
Right. To the property line. The stream is shown up on the property line in this drawing. So I guess what I'm saying is what I'm asking is when the pool is installed,
mm-hmm,
and the gravel or whatever is around the edge of it, is any of it going to be in the intermittent stream, in the path of the intermittent stream?
No.
My apologies, I did not include the pictures or my inspection report. So Meredith is going to pull that from the file and she'll share that with you. I apologize.
Take a look at this?
Yeah. Pass it down.
Is there anything they want to go look at this site, or do you want to wait until you see the pictures? The pictures are coming your way.
Okay.
What do you think the elevation is from the ground down to the stream? Change.
Pretty flat.
Pretty flat.
Yeah. 3 feet at the highest spot.
We easily
expect it. We're probably not going to block the street. That's the question. Do you need to schedule a walk on this?
I don't really think it's necessary.
No.
No, I know it's after that.
Do you have any other questions or anything? Okay, so need a motion to table it to the next meeting?
Make a motion that we table 23 IWC 13. To our 38 Richard Lane, to our next November 16th meeting.
Seconded.
Any discussion?
Sure.
All right. Mr. Robb made a motion. Mr. Rosser, second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Carries unanimously. I see 14, 145 Moxley Road, Unksville. Can you get owner applicant Sunmar, RF Builders, Richard Franklin for a report to the Planning and Zoning Commission for a proposed two lot subdivision? No regulated activities.
Stacy Radford for the record, zoning review officer. My staff comments are as follows. The site consists of approximately 2.25 plus or minus acres, 98,010 plus or minus square feet, located in the R3 zoning district with about 403 feet of frontage on Moxley Road. The site contains approximately 0.27 acres of wetlands and is currently undeveloped. The applicant proposes to divide the existing lot to create two new single-family resident lots with on-site septic systems and wells and associated site improvements. One of the proposed lots will be 1.31 plus or minus acres, and the second lot will be 0.92 plus or minus acres. Each lot will be accessed from Moxley Road via private driveways. There's no regulated upland or wetland activity proposed as part of the development. However, the limits of grading and silt fence on proposed lot number 22 are close to the 50-foot URA. Subsequently, this lot may require an IWC permit based on the site plan submitted with the zoning permit application. The property to be subdivided is shown on a plan entitled Subdivision Plan prepared for Sumnar RAF Builders LLC, number 145 Moxley Road, Montville, Connecticut, boundary topography, lot layout, dated June 22nd, 2023, Advanced Surveys LLC, revised October 16th, 2023. Wetlands on this property were delineated by Joseph R. Groh, certified soil scientist, on April 19th, 2023. A copy of Mr. Groh's report is included with the application. The wetland system on the property is primarily to the west of the proposed single-family residence, more particularly described as quote-unquote proposed lot number 22 on the above-mentioned plan. All applicable town departments will be providing comments to the Planning and Zoning Commission in regards to this subdivision application, which the Commission will hear at their October 24th, 2023 meeting.
So this is, there's no house on this property right now, right?
Correct.
What kind of wetlands are there? I mean, is it a, just like a, just a flat area, or is it? Yeah, that's something like it, because it's...
So am I reading this right, that there's a question, depending on the grading, or whether it's near the upland review area, and it will depend on a site plan submitted to the zoning, but we haven't seen the site plan?
They have a proposed site
plan. This little bit here?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that shows the house would fit.
There, yeah.
So if they decide they want to put a bigger house or something like that, they could easily...
It would be near the upland review.
They would be in the upland review area.
And okay. If they came in with that site plan...
So they'd have to come back.
They would have to come back.
Okay.
Also, as part of my review for the planning and zoning application, I asked that they mark the 50-foot URA and put up placards saying that that's a wetland area.
Yeah, okay.
And the numbers are kind of... my concern really is it looks like... I mean, they're within 100 feet of the wetland, within 60, 70 feet of the wetland with the septic tank and stuff, and... not that I know much about septic systems, but would they be too... would there be enough elevation difference?
This has been approved by Mike Kirby from the
assault. Yeah. I was going to say, it's not really our problem, but...
then it did go out to Mike Kirby as part of the planning and zoning, and he did provide his comments on the...
again, it's not really our issue, but if that's just what I would be a little concerned about.
No, they addressed all his issues and reset the plan. You can see the revised date for August Health. It's
13. And they're showing a tree line here. Is that their proposed tree line? That's the existing tree line.
On lot 22?
Yeah.
Lot 22 would be existing.
Okay. All right. So they're not proposing clear cutting there?
Nope. That's already. Yeah. There's only a little bit of clearing on lot 22.
Right. Okay.
That's what we're looking for.
Just for a favor, but we don't have to wait a month, right? Yeah. Anybody else have any questions or concerns?
If it's just to split the lot, it seems fairly straightforward.
Huh?
If it's just to split the lot, it seems fairly straightforward.
Yeah.
In which case, I'd like to make a motion to approve. After giving due consideration to all relevant factors, including those in the CP General Statutes, CGS Section 8-26, applications involving an inland, wetland, or watercourse, Montville Subdivision Regulation Section 3.4.2, Wetlands Agency Referral, and CGS Chapter 440, Sections 22A-28 to 22A-45D, Wetlands and Watercourses, I move that the commission forward a favorable recommendation report to the Montville Planning and Zoning Commission for application number 23-IWC-14, submitted by applicant owner Sunmar Raff Builders LLC for a two-lot subdivision of 145 Moxley Road, parcel ID 009-022-000, Uncasville, Connecticut, as more fully described in the application and supporting documents dated September 29, 2023, and a plan entitled Subdivision Plan Prepared for Sunmar Raff Builders, LLC, number 145 Moxley Road, Montville, Connecticut, boundary, topography, lot layout dated June 22, 2023, Advanced Surveys, LLC, revised October 16, 2023, due to no regulated activities.
Any discussion? All right, Mr. Rocco made a motion. Mr. Rocco, you second it? All in favor?
Aye.
Carries unanimously. Correspondence? Other business? I have other business. And I forget what the day is. The Kakiwik meeting is coming up. That? October or November? Anyway, Kakiwik is the inland wetlands organization for Connecticut. And it's coming up in, but it's coming up either this month or next month. And there's a presentation by our own missing member. But it's where there's a lot of educational stuff going on. And I can't find the barn.
Is this the one that's held like in Cromwell or somewhere like that?
Yeah, except this year's being held in Bristol of all places.
Is Bristol this time?
This year there's like a new place in Bristol, so they probably got a deal on it. And anyways, it's a good organization. There's a lot of good information, so... Anyway, Stacy, if you could like email everybody the link to it. There's a fee, so assuming we'll pay Stacy's way, but nobody else's. So, other than that,
November 11th is their annual meeting.
I think November?
Saturday.
Yeah, it's on a Saturday, and they give you a really crappy lunch, but it's usually interesting.
We went a few years ago before we were on this, and it was a pretty good conference.
Yeah, it's a pretty good conference. There's like three tracks, four sessions each, and it's like I can never decide which ones to go to because there's usually like two out of the three I want to be at. But anyways, Kakiwik, November 11th. Executive session, no executive session, so need one more motion.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
I second it.
Thank you, everyone, for coming.
Short meetings. It's clear for now. Oh, no.
Because the interest rates went up. The interest rates go back down. If it's